This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug and Jay together working. I don't even like that term working because this isn't really work.
Conversation with
Yeah, that's right. Conversationally, we're on top of it. I don't think I have to say where we are in terms of the day of the week and what's going on around us. There are a lot of things that are great happening around us. There are a lot of people. I was talking to somebody who took a trip down into the Grand Canyon. When I say, you look. Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon, Jay? Look.
I haven't. Yeah. I want to go. I would really love to hike it. I've flown over it. It is magnificent.
Well, there are a couple of different ways to experience it. You're flying over it, as you've suggested. I've done that. Standing on the precipice of the Grand Canyon, looking down. But this circumstance, matter of fact, it was Tom Kreitler, who we talk with most every week from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that airs around the country every weekend. He and his wife took some time last week, and they went out to Grand Canyon, and they hiked it. They went down, and then they came back. It took them 9 hours to go down and then come back up again.
Wow, and that physical thinking, stamina.
Oh, my God.
That's impressive.
Right, especially, and he's no spring chicken. I think his wife's in better shape than he is. But he likes to do hiking and stuff. He's always taking his kids and his family out to hike. But this was, I didn't realize, I have not gone down into it. I've flown, as you suggested, flown over, but I haven't gone down into it. And it's, to each his own. That wouldn't be something, I wouldn't call that a good time, frankly. It's not, it's just, I think it's. The Grand Canyon, some of our great natural resources, the efforts to rebuild part of Yellowstone National Park that were damaged. You know, we talk about the heat in Kansas where the cattle died, and then the severe floods that went through Yellowstone last week. One wonders if they halted the production of the TV show Yellowstone, because that's where they film it out in the actually in the park. The park officials have said that southern loop down there, which has Old Faithful. You ever see Old Faithful? Speaking of trips around the country.
That thing is just magnificent. I have not seen it in person, but that is on my bucket list, one of the to-do things of my life.
Yep. Heavy rains, melting snow, the surging water levels in that area. Actually, it wasn't just in Montana. It's northern Wyoming as well, where you can get into Yellowstone from two different areas. The roads have been washed out. Bridges were destroyed. Evacuation of all these visitors. There's a lot of photos that I saw over the weekend. You see those? You must have seen them on social media of all the people trying to get away from the high waters. Billings, Montana, where we are heard every day. They've suspended operations at their primary water plant. Under the circumstances, they always try early in the year to reconstruct or fix things that need to be fixed. But this year, obviously, they're way overwhelmed because of what's been going on there from actually mid-April. The waters have started to surge, and then it culminated with what you saw last week. So, oof. Mm-hmm. Not a pleasant circumstance, but something, especially for those of you who plan to go out there for your summer vacation, you may want to rethink that for if you're going in the near term anyway. Up next here on the, I was about to say the DJV program. Wash your mouth out there, Dougie. There it is. Okay. On the Good Day program, what's going on in Germany that you will find of interest and importance right after this?
If you rely to in buying a timeshare and want out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jay and I looking into what's going on in Germany. The reason I bring this up is because there is an announcement that was made over the weekend by the German government that they are going to start coal-fired power plants again, mostly because of what's going on in Ukraine. So here we are. All the people that whine and cry about climate change, this will be something that adds, this will be like a gift to them, because this is the sort of thing you're going to see happening all over the place, especially in Europe, where they have had coal-fired plants for a long time. If you ever go to any big city in Europe, there still is a blackness on the, you know, on the concrete covered buildings. I remember the first time I was in Europe in 1966, I was a college student. I went to, we were in Berlin, we were in Paris, we were in three or four or five different cities. And the way, because it was still, you know, it was only 20 years after the Second World War. And at that point in time, they're still using lots of coal, and the black coal dust that comes out of the furnaces sticks to the buildings.
Yeah, you get soot everywhere.
Yeah, soot is everywhere, exactly. So in Germany right now, natural gas accounts for about 25% of the energy consumption. The majority is for heating and industrial purposes, and mostly it all comes from Russia, or has come from Russia, but the line's been shut off. So what do they do now? They have to go back to using coal. So all of the, you remember the Paris Accord that people were angry at Trump because he got out of it, and then when Biden came back in, they went back into it? That called for no, under no circumstances was anybody who signed on to the Paris Accord to use coal. Well, you know, what are they going to do? Have no energy? So they have to go back to it. So here we have yet another reason to look askance at what's going on in Russia and this war, and put an end to it. And yet we don't have, there's no real, I mean, these people are just kind of scratching their butts wondering, okay, what do we do next? And to celebrate that, Joe Biden fell off of his bicycle. See that?
Who hasn't, though? Like, who hasn't gotten your foot stuck and fallen? But it's just embarrassing. Whether you're the president or not, it's embarrassing. But, of course, because he's the president, the White House had to release a statement saying such that his foot got stuck and he fell.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, under the circumstances, why are we making a big deal out of it? It's just because he's the president.
Because he's the president.
Because he's the president. That's it. Plenty of other people his age and a lot younger fell off bikes over the weekend. And so it's, it becomes foolish after a while. No medical attention needed. The president is fine. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. Breaking news. The president fell off his bicycle.
He popped right on his, up.
Yeah, right. Okay. The gun companies spent this weekend talking about what they've done for America over the past 20 or 30 years. They have changed their sales pitch. This I don't know what this tells you, but you can make your own mind up, draw your own conclusions. There was a gun seller's, I don't know, some kind of convention. It wasn't the NRA, just a bunch of, you know, most industries have their annual meetings. And I don't know what they call this group. It's not the Gun Sellers of America, but something close to that. Anyway, the people who are making most of the noise at this gun sellers group, the message, if you will, that came from the this group is to be a man among men, get a rifle, get an assault rifle. That's it. And this is actually something that was created by a Florida gun dealer and now is gaining steam across the country. This is, you know, kind of why apparently the there have been a couple of people that have investigated how Kyle Rittenhouse got his gun and what motivated him to get his gun. And apparently he was convinced to buy a gun because he wanted to be a man. Time for him to grow up and get a big gun.
That's so toxic, that whole narrative of what makes the man a man and what makes a woman a woman.
Yeah, right. Is a woman more of a woman?
It's all about inanimate objects. Yeah. Remember once upon a time when, women weren't supposed to wear pants? Ugh. Can you imagine the rage people felt when they saw Katharine Hepburn wearing pants?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, anyway, the number of firearms last year, let's see here. The number in 1 year went from the background checks. I have gone from 8.5 million, this is during the pandemic, to 38 million in the last year. Do you know what that's done for the sale of guns? The rise, the increase in ownership of guns is outpacing the increase in the population in terms of stats. And women have become, they're not responding to be a man among men. They're just responding to buying guns because they're afraid. All the crime, they don't want to be unprepared. Yeah. So they do what Jennifer Warren did, buy a gun, put it in your purse, or put it in the glove compartment.
And
have women
are targets, especially a woman by herself out somewhere.
Especially a woman what? Tell me that. What is that? Say that again.
Any woman who is alone out in public is a target.
You think that's really true? Is it that bad?
It's really sad. It is. It is.
Is it really? Do you feel like when you go out that you're a target?
Not all the time, but in some locations, I do feel like my safety might be at risk. Mm. I try not to go out at certain times of day or in certain locations by myself. I remember when I was younger and I'd go hit the clubs and the bars. You want to know why girls go to the bathroom together? To protect themselves.
Really? Ay, ay, ay. What a state. The state of Texas, speaking of that, school districts requiring students to use clear backpacks in the wake of the shooting in Uvalde. This is a school district near Corpus Christi, became the latest to announce the new policy. Its board of trustees approved updating the district cross the dress code policy to require clear backpacks next year in the school season. Good God.
Why not? You have to already do that at events and sporting events. And
I suppose, yeah. 21 after the hour.
I'm sorry. I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV. It's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. 1072. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I thought she was enjoyable to watch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there she is. You can watch her now back on the red carpet. You can be sure that was something that you would expect to happen. Okay. There she is again. Look at that crook. She paid the price for being for not using common sense much.
Well,
anything
I think
else.
The bigger thing around her situation is that her family, she and her husband stuck so adamantly of, like, we didn't do anything wrong. We did nothing wrong. Pleading not guilty, all of this stuff. Where Felicity Huffman was in the same
right
situation,
there.
But she immediately was like, yeah, I'm guilty. I'll do my time. I did the crime. I'll do my time. And there's no repercussions. She did not have to go through everything that Lori Loughlin went through.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder what it is about people sometimes breathing the air in Los Angeles or in Hollywood does things to you. You begin to believe your own publicity, et cetera, et cetera. And you think your poop doesn't stink and stuff like that.
Blame it on the coconut milk.
Yes, thank you. Ooh, it's not milk, though. Come on.
That's my point.
Okay, Beyonce has a new album. It's called Renaissance. It'll be out next month. Her seventh studio album as a solo artist. What was she? What group was she in before? I forget.
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. Okay. So there are 16 tracks in this double album. There was a tweet from her that described Renaissance as Act One. I don't know what the significance of that
is. Yeah, it's kind of like set up in three different parts or whatever. But social media was buzzing because she removed her profile pictures across all of her accounts, which kind of signified another new beginning.
Oh, okay. So good. Beyonce is Does she deserve the popularity? Is she really that good? She's not as good as Aretha. But yet when people say she's the modern day Aretha. No, she's not. Not even close. Has she got anything that even comes close to the song Respect? No.
Oh, yeah. Respect is pretty iconic. It is pretty iconic.
So, but she got a following, obviously, and she's popular.
Yeah, and they're both such decorated artists.
Yeah,
so, it is. I could see the comparison, but they both are fantastic.
Hailey Bieber says that Justin is looking to make a full recovery. He has this Ramsey Hunt syndrome. Didn't we talk about this last week? Paralyzed his face.
Yeah, where half of his face is paralyzed because of this. It's this infection. It's the same virus that causes chickenpox and shingles and all of that stuff. And it just completely, he's had to make. Recently, when she suffered that minor, it was like a minor stroke, but it was this blood clot that wedged its way in and then worked its way out before she even got to the hospital. But they were in the middle of breakfast, and all of a sudden, she just kind of something happened.
That'd be scary. I don't want to do that. Speaking of things that are scary, Ozzy Osbourne says he's feeling grateful following his life-altering surgery. What, did he have a sex change? What happened to his... No, he had problems.
He had that really bad accident years ago, and just he had to get the pins and needles or whatever that were in his neck realigned. I think that's what caused a lot of his ongoing drug abuse problems was from the prescription pain medicine.
So why do you suppose Sherry Osbourne...
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An unpermitted music event to celebrate Juneteenth in Washington, D.C. ends in the death of a 15-year-old boy. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti provides an update on the shooting.
The officer, I just talked to the officer. I'll be headed to the hospital shortly. He received a gunshot wound to the lower extremity, but it appears that he's going to be okay. The other two individuals that were shot have gunshot wounds. I'm not exactly sure where those injuries are, but it appears they're in stable condition. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the juvenile, it appears he's 15 years of age.
Republicans in Texas formally rejected President Biden's election in 2020 and called it illegitimate. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed over the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Roughly 19,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since Thursday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Colombia is bracing for a radical change in economic and political direction after electing a former guerrilla to the presidency on a platform of changing the country's economy. 62-year-old Gustavo Petro defeated his opponent in Sunday's runoff vote, giving him a chance at starting a program that includes plans to tax big landowners, halt awarding oil exploration licenses, and revive ties with socialist Venezuela. The U.S. federal government has printed $5 trillion coming out of COVID. What this did is make your $1 last year worth 91 cents this year. The United States may not be in an official recession yet, according to the federal government, but the nation is in a recession, and it's too late to turn back now. So says financial guru Steve Forbes on Newsmax.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand, i.e., creating more unemployment, making people poor. Let's be blunt about it. That means making people poor. There is a better way. The Fed has done it in the past, and that is stabilize the value of the dollar. But instead, they're going to punish the American economy. We may not be in an official recession yet, but millions, tens of millions of American families feel we're in a recession because prices are going up higher than their incomes, and their savings are being drawn down at a rapid pace. We're in a big mess, and we're going to be we're already over the cliff on the economy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Good morning, John Stephens, good day.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Good day to you. Hello.
Good day.
Good day. There's Jay Kirshner and her bright voice, Bill Cosby. So here we go. Round two, or maybe how many rounds is this with him? He had the civil, criminal complaint. He went to jail, and now he's in court on the civil side of things. So the jury was on Friday trying to figure out whether he's guilty or he's not guilty. But the judge.
This story is astounding.
It is astounding. You know, this is in Santa Monica, where the most money resides in the country, where they extract more money from taxpayers than any other place in the country. They can't seem to figure out how to fund a form or something that they.
Yeah. It's basically about overtime. Long story short, the jury deliberated on this for 2 days prior to when they were supposed to hand in the verdict on Friday. They answered 8 of the 9 questions asked of them. There was one question. They had it decided unanimously. They were supposed to have time to go back and decide on that last thing. However, the sheriff's deputies demanded the court clear out because it was 4:30 p.m. and due to the required closure time, because there's no budget for overtime, they gave everybody the boot. They also had the foreman on the jury had some obligation they had to get to that was non-movable, apparently. Like, I didn't know that being on jury duty and being the foreman for the jury duty, if you had some other obligation, you were allowed to go to it. That's new news to me. And so they had to get a new foreman, and basically all of this stuff, it's time to hand in the verdict, and it's closing time. You got to go home. So they have to go through all of this all over again.
Isn't that amazing? It really is, under the circumstances, how the system works. Anyway, so there it is, Bill Cosby, who deserves what at this point in his life? What does he deserve? What should be the situation with him? He obviously was guilty of doing things that were untenable, unacceptable, whatever it is. So he went to jail. How long was he in jail? Was it 9 years?
Yeah, I have no concept of time anymore. Let's blame 2020 for that one. But it is kind of a moral conversation of when somebody has done something wrong and they are found guilty, but then they are no longer a threat. I mean, isn't he blind and dealing with other health issues? So it's like he's no longer a threat, but shouldn't he still pay for the crime that he did? Or is it because there's no more threat? Was he found not guilty by certain things? And that's why he was removed from jail. It is one of those. It could continue. It could be a continuous conversation.
Yeah. Okay. There's another trial that may or may not happen.
An error. Sorry.
A trial and error. So should Trump be charged over the January 6th, whatever we want to call it, insurrection, attack
situation?
Yeah, there's a lot of show.
A different situation for many other people. You had people who did storm the Capitol and they broke in and they had ill intentions. You had other people who were allowed to go in and basically were on their own self-guided tour. You have other people who didn't even enter the premises. They were just there in the peaceful protesting part of the whole situation and they still lost their jobs.
So those of you who think Trump can do no harm and is some godlike character, turn the radio off for a moment or two so you don't have to be. You don't have to listen to this. You don't want to be upset with us for talking about what's going on here with this new poll that strongly supports criminal charges. This is not an official poll. It's a poll taken by, it's ABC News. And people say, those liberals. That stuff's getting nonsensical. This all is getting nonsensical. I'm getting to the point where I'm fed up listening to all of this stuff back and forth. If he really was a great American, then he'd say, you know what? Okay, I get it. I'm moving on. But no, he's such an egomaniac, and he loves stirring the pot so that it looks like he still has some power somewhere. He continues to create this stuff, which creates an unrest in America, which we don't need. You can say, well, the election was stolen from him. No, it wasn't. Get over it. It wasn't stolen from him. Are there irregularities in our voting system? Absolutely. Did that cause him to lose? Under what circumstances? There's a whole discussion about the I've for a long time been an advocate of getting rid of the Electoral College and just count. Your vote counts. Jay's vote counts. My vote counts.
Yes.
And whoever gets the most votes at the end of the day, no matter where they are, they come up with this.
That's where it stands. You're serving the American people. Let the American people's voice count.
Right. And it doesn't now. The electoral system goes back to when we had 13 colonies, 13 states, and it took them 20 days to get everybody together in Washington to have the certified count, if you will. Each one of the 13 colonies were sending representatives to Washington, thus the Electoral College. It would have been a senator or congressman. They didn't have senators then. Just had representatives. Now they call them congressmen. But they had representatives. So the representatives went to Washington to bring the count with them so that they could, figure out what the total tally was. And then that's how the president was elected. So over the years, that whole thing has been bastardized and and criminalized and messed up. So now, if Americans even understand, I'm glad that civics is being taught in schools once again in many locations so that people can figure out how the government works. But the polling data from this suggests the number of Americans that believe, 58% of Americans believe that Trump ought to face criminal charges. So that's got to include a lot of Republicans because there aren't the 58% of the country isn't Democrat. And so there are some representatives, excuse me, of this thought that have, you know, basically changed their mind. And the more he opens his mouth, the more people say, you know what, let's get rid of this. This is, and he's hurting himself, and his family is telling him that. His people that he used to work with are telling himself that. And yet he just doesn't listen because he doesn't listen. And so here we go. The situation is embarrassing and difficult and unnecessary. That's the way I look at it anyway. So let's see here. Up next, a Supreme Court decision or decisions coming out this week, a number of decisions between now and the end of the month. And as a result of that, there have been protests at some of the Supreme Court justices' homes, which is a no, as far as I'm concerned. We'll talk about who, where, what, and why after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs, there are no stimulants, and what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, 44 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The decision over Roe v. Wade and whatever it is, whatever the nuance, I must admit, it's like when Trump comes up, I just tune it out. And when the discussion of Roe v. Wade comes up, I just tune it out. Because I find that it's a no-win conversation, a no-win circumstance. So now we have pro-choice activists who, over the weekend, went to Amy Coney Barrett's. Is it Comey or Coney? Coney? Comey. You say Comey. C-O-M or C-O-N?
I think it's Coney. I think it's Coney, okay. The N. Not like Coney Island. Or no, like Coney Island, right?
It is like Coney.
Okay. Coney Island. I started to think Comey Island.
So these women, this is gross, though. These people that go to her house all in blood-soaked clothing. I get that this is difficult and it's horrible, and the circumstances for illegal abortions are death for a lot of people that go through them. But it just is this what we have to have?
I get the imagery that they're trying to show and why they are protesting, why they're going about everything. The problem I have with this is we've got to stop doing this at people's homes. There has to be some disassociation between job slash career versus the personal life, like the whole work-life balance thing. There has to be some line drawn. But also, isn't it against the law to, when it comes to court justices, to try to get them to change their mind? Isn't there something along those lines in there? Or did I dream that? Was that a fever dream
I
had once upon a time?
What happens with me, as I said, I kind of tune out of these discussions because they are so fruitless. And if, in fact, the Supreme Court does something that will kind of screw this up, it will just cause more disdain. And it seems to me that the court could have decided among themselves. Somebody in there, I thought Roberts had some common sense. And there are those who say, well, it's not going to get rid of it. It'll adjust something or allow the states to make their own mind or whatever this is. Why is it, and this is the frustration for me, and I feel it, I can feel my blood pressure going up. Why? I get what life is about. I don't like abortion, I don't support abortion. But I leave it to the person who's really responsible, the mother, for what's going on with that baby, or whatever the baby, it is a baby by the time it gets to a certain form. I mean, I remember looking at the ultrasound of both my grandson. I remember looking, well, we didn't have ultrasound when my children were born, but, you know, you could see kind of, but the stuff with the Jasper, you know, looking, you could see his face at about,
didn't you guys remember? Do the 4D, your son and daughter-in-law did the 4D
right.
One?
Yeah.
That's so gnarly. It is so crazy what, I mean,
and
it
I look
is
at
a straight-up, like, clay baby.
Yeah, maybe, last night, Brendan and I were on the phone, and Jasper's crawling across the floor to get to a box. He's now moving himself, and he decides he wants to go over, and he sees something. He's like a dog. He wants to go over and see what's in it. He wants to smell it, stick his hands in it, or whatever he has to do. And I think of that little guy inside of his mother and how we saw him develop, and then think about all of this stuff and how, you know, you decide or don't decide, whatever you know about life and the sanctity of life, it's blood curdling. It is. I get the upset, but you're not going to fix it by either at the Supreme Court trying to adjust whatever it is that happened in that law that you want to change, or by protesting dressed in blood outside of Amy Coney Barrett's house.
Well,
so it goes back to who gets appointed to the Supreme Court and why they're being appointed.
And a lot of people want to weigh in on things before they are educated on situations. There's a lot of people who are like, they're killing third trimester babies who are about to be born. That is not happening. And anybody who is doing that is actually illegal. Or people who say, well, by 6 weeks, you should have known that you're pregnant. Well, that's not how pregnancy actually works. You're technically considered 2 weeks pregnant before conception even happens, the way they calculate everything. And yeah, like you said, Jeff, I don't agree with it. I wouldn't choose it for myself personally, and that's my choice. I don't feel like I can say that for somebody else. I can't make that choice for somebody else.
No. It is.
And yeah, it is a baby. There's no doubt about that. It is, I think it's what, by the 6 or 7 week, 8 weeks, it's straight up not this weird alien figure. It's a baby. It looks like a little gummy bear.
Bunch of cells. When you think about how marvelous it is that one cell gets together with another cell, and then there are 4 cells, and there are 8 cells. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's like 10,000 times more developed than...
So. All right, 10 before the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay. Life in the Fast Lane by Glenn Frey and the Eagles. Tommy Kreitler is not with us. I actually had dinner with him last night in Rhode Island, but he just come in from an all-night trip from here, and I don't know where he came from, but he said, "Hey, boss, can I have the day off tomorrow?" I said, "Yep, of course you can." Jay and I.
Lacker.
Exactly. Yeah, he can't. He's not. Can't take it like those of us who are seasoned veterans can take it. So today we celebrate National American Eagle Day. Every year on June 20th, there is the focus on our national symbol, the American Eagle. We set aside time to raise awareness about the bald eagle, to preserve the bird's natural habitat. There are actually four different types of eagles that live in America. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I was actually getting confused between the American eagle and the bald eagle for a moment there.
Well, I think depending on how you look at them, the bald eagle looks kind of like it has hair. The bald eagle isn't bald. So I don't know how they came up with why it's called a bald eagle. Go back to the 50s. The eagle was at serious risk of becoming extinct. They've lost their habitat. They were hunted. And the pesticide certainly didn't do them any good. It hasn't done any bird population. No matter what the bird is, the numbers have massively gone down because of all the damn pesticides from Monsanto and that ilk. So the national bird, the American eagle, was classified as endangered. It became a prime success story of the Endangered Species Act. Yeah, when people are trying to save species, they point to the eagle. Yeah, look, we saved all of them. They began to repopulate, reproduce, and thrive back in the 90s. And so they are off the list now. As of a couple of years ago, the bald eagle is no longer considered threatened. So today, National American Eagle Day, launched by the American Eagle Foundation. Who would have thunk that there was an American Eagle Foundation? Probably a 501c3. People who believe in eagles send their money in to someplace in Tennessee. God love you if you do that. Eagles live near large bodies of water. They eat fish. I think people confuse eagles and hawks too, don't you? Because they have talons and they.
I guess I could see that. I used to confuse crows with ravens until I actually saw a raven, and there is no comparison. Ravens are so big.
Yeah, and they're, crows are just rats on wings. They're horrible creatures. Anyway, they're the bald eagle. Remember this in, I'm going to try to pronounce this, in science class? We used to learn the phylum and the whatever, the different things like we are Homo sapiens. The bald eagles are Halitus leucosoleptus.
That sounds like so pretty.
You'd take if you had a sore throat or something. At any rate, that's one of them. And they mostly live, there are more of them in certain states. For example, the largest population is in Alabama. Do you know that?
No, I didn't. That's interesting.
Bald eagles, yep. Let's see here. There are other kinds.
We have a bald eagle nesting grounds in my hometown. It's right near an elementary school, and they actually set up these nest cams so people can live stream it and view and see these just gorgeous creatures.
Mm-hmm. I think that they are kind of scary to look at. When you look at their eyes, their beaks, you know, the way they get at the fish and kind of,
it has that little hook on the end.
Yeah, right. They're normally 28 to 40 inches in length. They normally weigh about 10 to 15 pounds. I'm not sure how long they live. Wingspan is 71 to 91 inches, depending on their size. And so the bald eagle is not to be confused with the golden eagle, which is a different phylum and class, Aquila chrysiados. I think somebody that comes from Greece. These guys are dark, and they have a pretty solid brown, whereas the bald eagle is not. They are faster than the bald eagle, much more agile, and they are better hunters. The bald eagle, as I said, eats fish. The regular eagle, if that's what we're going to call them, the golden eagle, will eat anything. It flies down and captures things, cats, rabbits, squirrels, prairie dogs, which are basically woodchucks. They're stronger, they're bigger, and they can get to mountain goats, badgers, that kind of stuff. So anyway, we think about eagles. There's more than you probably ever knew or wanted to know about eagles. At the 59 past the hour, this is the DJV. No, it isn't. Doug Steffens, good day.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.